or I'm just, the any time I stray away from my core teaching is just basic, which is basic. What is my core teaching? You should know. Righteousness, godliness, and putting away the filthiness of the flesh. I mean, it's all wrapped up together in one. That is the gospel to me. Faith in Christ is about believing in God's promises for the fulfillment of all that. Right? And everything that's related to that are the things that I obsess over. Everything related to the gospel is where I'm constantly in my mind is rushing there. The gospel. What about the, how does this relate to the gospel? What is the truth, you know, the gospel, and et cetera, right? Like when Paul talks about money, I'll talk about money with Paul. And when, if it's prophecy, I'll talk about whatever it says there about prophecy. But the things that I really get animated about are the things that are going to help me inherit eternal life. That are going to help me be sure of my election. I want to be sure. People say, you want to be sure you're going to go to heaven? Well, just repeat after me. Uh-uh, not good. That's not what Peter said. Peter said, you want to be sure you're going to go to heaven, quote unquote, and I don't even believe in that. You want to be sure you're going to be, you want to make your election sure, meaning you want to be saved? He says, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see far off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. What things? What's he talking about? What things do I have to do? What things do I have to be in me so that I can be sure that I will never fall? Because I'll tell you what, God's salvation, he is sure. It's absolute to him. When he his election, he doesn't go back. He knows it is absolute. You are saved. That's how God looks at salvation. Me, I look at salvation with trepidation and doubt. Because I have doubt about myself. Because I see things in my members that I know. I look at John, whoa, he that commits sin is of the devil. If I see myself sin at any point, I think, oh God, am I of the devil? And you ought to think that. I fear lest the promise being left that I should fail to enter in. I fear lest I have preach this gospel to others. I myself should be a castaway. That's what Paul said. I keep my body under. Therefore, I keep my body under and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. 1 Corinthians 9, the last verse. So what are these things? What are these things? I repeat them all the time. I'm always saying them over and over. He says, what things? Faith, right? If faith is in you, most people know that one, right? Faith, number one, because without faith, you're nowhere. You can't do anything without faith. Faith is absolutely a requirement. It is the only thing you really need right off the bat. Because you look at the thief on the cross, he was saved by faith alone. And he had there was one work, though. He was conformed to the image of Christ in his crucifixion. And you say, well, he didn't do it. Well, it's not that we do the works, that God does the works in us. He causes us to perform the works. But, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity, which is love. If these things be in you and abound, etc., etc. You want to be sure of your election? You want to be sure of your salvation? You will be sure of those things when you see those things abounding in you. When you see faith and knowledge abounding in you. When you see virtue abounding in you. Not like, you know, virtue is to have valor, to do righteousness. To do what is right in God's eyes. Temperance and self-control, all the good things, the fruits of the Spirit, everything that Paul or any of the other apostles, Peter, when they speak about these good things that ought to be in us in Christ, those are the things that we need to be abounding in. Those are the things that we want to see happening to us. That is what makes us sure we are saved. Excuse me. But I can't be sure based on, well, I repeat it after the minister. He said, repeat after me, and I would be sure of going to heaven. So I repeated after him. Am I going to heaven? And I love verse 6, and you know it. Having a readiness to revenge all disobedience. When your obedience is fulfilled. We don't want to be, well, there's hypocrites. You know, teaching that others should not do things that ourselves cannot do. You know, I feel like I've been obedient in doctrine, and yeah, so I'm out there trying to revenge against those who are disobedient in their doctrine. And I feel like the Lord has prospered me in that. You know, we are coming with sword in hand to tear down, to cast down, to burn down. Because what did Jesus say? I'm coming to basically set the world on fire. And what will I do if I come and I find it already kindled? I want to kindle it. Let's kindle it. Let's burn it down. Do you look on things after the outward appearance? You know, you look at a guy and say, wow, he looks impressive. It's just a question. If any man trusts to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again. Meaning, you know, hey, think again. Am I of Christ? Am I of Christ? Well, as you are of Christ, so am I. I talk about this a lot. Everyone believes they're of Christ. Especially in these days, Paul lived in a more uniform time. There was already men creeping in with false doctrine. Now the men who want to creep in, yeah, there's still false doctrine creeping in, but it is so pervasive and so, who can tell the difference anymore? And I think even those people who have less false doctrine, they still don't even really know what they ought to know. And I can tell because the characteristic of the truth, according to this word, is not the characteristic of what people talk about in their churches. I hear a lot of stuff about, you're going to always sin, I'm going to always sin. And it's such a defeatist thing. This is not, you know, we all run the race, but only one is crowned. Therefore run, that ye may obtain. We want to obtain the crown. I'm not running against my Christian brothers. That's not what he's saying. Is you want to win. I want to be victorious. This isn't the Special Olympics. We don't all walk away with gold medals for just being there.